No, you rascal. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Mr. Secretary?
No.
None? Okay. Hearing none? Do I have a motion to approve the revised agenda?
I make a motion we approve the revised agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Second.
Yes, second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting of May the 21st, 2012.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts of our May the 7th meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second motion.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the finding of the facts of our May the 7th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you hear for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after the new public hearings, and you are advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on openly in public session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
Okay. Case number 10982, Wells Fargo Bank National Association as trustee. Northeast of Road 296A Short Road, approximately 600 feet east of Road 292A Rust Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. My name is Adam Gerber. I'm an attorney with Hudson Jones, Yerwick & Fisher, here on behalf of the applicant Wells Fargo, who are requesting a variance from the 40-foot front yard setback to allow an existing building to remain in place. If I may first pass out exhibits. I think I have enough copies for everyone.
Let's give them all to him.
While While we're passing those out, I'll start explaining a little bit more. Wells Fargo acquired title through a sheriff's foreclosure sale in November of 2011. The applicant is now in the process of selling this property and has a willing buyer. However, in order to convey clear title of the purchaser, the applicant needs a variance because the, as shown on the Exhibit A here, the survey, the approximately 6.5 feet of the dwelling and part of the deck extend into the 40-foot setback area. The need for this variance didn't arise until a survey of the property was performed by the prospective buyer, which discovered that this part of the house and deck, as I said, did extend into the setback area. This situation is unique in that the home on the property was originally a mobile home. That home was placed on the property in 1977. Thereafter, a block foundation was placed under the home. And in 1994, the owner apparently expanded the mobile home, converting it into a traditional home. So the home you see here on the survey in Exhibit A is now really a one-story frame dwelling, was originally a mobile home. The owner obtained a permit for the work done in 1994, the addition. If you'll turn to Exhibit B, you'll see that there was a permit given for this work, for this addition, permit 136586. And in fact, thereafter, the owner in Exhibit C, you'll see, obtained a certificate of compliance for the work done. Just the approved use is called an addition, but that's what occurred here. They extended, almost doubled the in fact, maybe more than doubled the size or the width of the mobile home and converted it to a one-story frame dwelling. As I said before, the variance is necessary to enable the applicant to sell the home and to transfer clear title to the purchaser, who they've already have lined up. But because of the existing structure, the applicant can't modify the property to bring it into conformity with the zoning ordinance without demolishing approximately 6.5 feet of the dwelling. It's important to note that the applicant, Wells Fargo, did not create this difficulty themselves. They acquired property through the foreclosure sale in November, and they've not changed the property and are not looking to change the property, in fact, at all, just to obtain the variance to state that the home, as situated, as existing, is in compliance with the code. I've also brought with me this evening Mr. Sean Toll, a local realtor, who in just a minute will testify that this variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially impair it. And finally, the applicant is asking just for the minimum variance here in order to make this existing property in conformity with the code and is not seeking, as I said, to change anything. If I could, I'd like now to call Mr. Toll and have him sworn in.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Sean Tall, 14 Manor Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Tall, can you please state your full name for the record?
Sure. Sean Tall.
What is your occupation?
I'm a real estate agent with Jack Lingo in Rehoboth.
And how long have you been a real estate agent?
About 9 years.
In what general geographical area do you work?
The greater Lewis Rehoboth area.
Is it reasonable to say that you are an expert in real estate in this area?
Yes.
I'd like to now ask you a couple questions about the property for which this variance has been requested. Are you familiar with this property?
Yes.
Have you been to the property itself?
Yes.
Can you please identify, to the best of your knowledge, what type of home sits on the property now?
It appears to be a mobile that was converted. However, it does, as it sits today, it does seem to be a stick-built home. It is on a permanent foundation, and it does seem to have been there for some time.
Does it seem consistent to you that the additions made to the home were made in 1994 as a certificate of compliance?
It does.
I'd like to turn your attention now to what I've labeled as Exhibit D. And just for the edification of the board, can you explain to me what this page shows?
It's the listing where Wells Fargo has the property for sale. It's being sold as is, which is typical with a bank-owned property.
And can you, just to clarify, is this home pictured in the picture here on this page, the home that we're talking about tonight?
It is.
Okay. If I could just refer you to the next page, that's another picture. Is that the same home we're talking about?
Yes.
What is this structure in the front of the home here?
That's the deck, which is in the front, and then wraps around the side of the house as well.
Is the deck covered?
No.
Do the improvements on this property, as they exist today, in your opinion, alter the essential character of the neighborhood in which this property sits?
Where the house is situated, I would say no. The house is not in good condition, but hopefully that'll change if this person buys it and renovates the property.
And in your opinion, do the improvements to the home as they exist substantially impair the use or development of the property or property adjacent to this?
No.
In your opinion, would it be a costly endeavor to remove 6.5 feet of this home to bring it into compliance with the code?
No.
Is, in your opinion, is that a realistic possibility?
I don't see how it would be.
And I'm sorry, let me just rephrase my question before. It is your opinion that it would be a costly endeavor to remove 6 feet of the home, 6.5 feet of the home?
I would think it would be very costly, and I don't think it would be, I'm not sure it would be possible.
And is there any possibility of moving this home at this time?
That would be a possibility.
In your opinion, would that also be a costly endeavor?
Yes.
Is the home mobile in any way at this time?
No, it's on a permanent block foundation.
I believe that's all the questions I have for you, if anyone else has a question.
Are there any questions from members of the board? This gentleman? Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Toll.
Okay.
Just then, in summary, the effect of this variance would be relatively minimal to the neighborhood. As Mr. Toll testified, there's no real impact, no substantial impact on the neighborhood or development of the property, properties adjacent to this property. As has also been presented, these improvements have been there since 1994 and were approved by the county initially. And to the applicant's knowledge, there have been no complaints about the setback or any other problems with the property. So on balance, the hardship that Wells Fargo, the applicant, would undergo in trying to remove 6.5 feet of this property or, in fact, move the property back, that hardship outweighs any impact or negative impact on the neighborhood in this case, and I believe indicates that this variance should be granted. If you have any further questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickers?
Have you, you said that the 6.5, when was that discovered, you said, back in when?
It was discovered, I believe, for the first time in March when this survey was performed for the prospective buyer.
Okay.
I don't know how it didn't come up before, but that was the first time.
I was going to say, because zoning has been in effect in 1977, and they were living there with no certificate of compliance. Is that correct?
Well, there was a certificate of compliance.
That's for the addition, right?
The addition from 1994.
Correct.
And I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the rest of the facts. All I basically know is that Wells Fargo obtained it in November, obtained title through the
foreclosure. So when you got the survey, they saw that you were in violation?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, Mr. Gerber, how does the standard for uniqueness apply in this case?
The situation or circumstance is certainly unique in that the home was a mobile home converted to a stick-built home, and as far as the actual physical property, that ties into the uniqueness in that it was a mobile home placed in a certain position on the property and then expanded out into the setback, I guess without the knowledge of the owner, apparently, or the individual who granted the certificate of compliance. I don't know how the measurements were taken, whether I do believe that the road perhaps is narrower than usual in this area, and perhaps the measurement was taken from the middle of the road when that actually is not the middle of the full easement. However, that essentially is conjecture at this point on my part.
Well, I see Mr. Mills is what he's saying is that you could have had a shed there or a garage, and you still have to be 40 feet back. So what you're saying is the uniqueness of, and your response to that was?
Well, the uniqueness is that, first of all, this property is existing already. It was okay. Existing before my client obtained the title to the property. But it's a unique scenario in that it was a mobile home converted to a stick-built home, I guess is the way to term it, mm-hmm. at this point. And that improvement, or the addition, is what encroached. So my client's not asking to make any changes to encroach any further, but just to ask that the existing building be held to be.
Okay.
And that's an unusual, unique, I guess you could classify it, scenario.
Okay.
Or condition.
Thank you. Is that all, Mr. Mills?
Do we have record of the addition to the mobile home? And there was a CO obtained? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
No other questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mills.
Well, they do have a document there, don't you, that you have a CO for that?
Yes.
I think we have a document here.
The certificate of compliance is Exhibit C, dated March 21st, 1994.
Mm-hmm. And that was issued when?
1994.
March of 1994. Four.
Okay, I see it here.
1994.
And the building permit was also obtained for this job. You'll see that in Exhibit B.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion on case number 10,982. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,982 for, I believe the applicant has not created a practical difficulty the way it's been set up, and he's explained clearly the uniqueness part of it, and also a variance will not alter central character in the neighborhood. He's addressed that. Variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. He said that. And a variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. The request of variance is minimum that can afford relief, and the request of variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation and use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,982. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I think that the standards have been addressed. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant necessary to enable reasonable use on all the essential character and a minimum afford relief. But in regard to uniqueness, I do agree that there is a unique circumstance, but I don't see where there's unique physical circumstances or conditions, so I'd vote nay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I would vote yes in favor of the motion, yeah. And for the reasons that the council member made the motion.
Okay. Again, then, Mr. Rickards?
Yes, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Callaway will vote yes for the same reasons that has been stated in the motion that was made earlier. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 10,982 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Aye.